The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of Clea the Caterpillar book series. This time, One More Year. In this colorful tale, a big brother introduces his little sister to the many characters she might encounter with each passing year. From elves and drawers to mighty dragons to snakes that sing sweet songs, there's always something to look forward to and plenty of fun to have in the meantime.
On the cover, a brunette boy and girl stand at a table that holds a big cake with lighted candles on it. Around them are many creatures: a little green elf, a tall wizard with a gray beard, a genie in a turban, a mermaid, a red dragon, a princess fairy, a unicorn, a fish wearing glasses, and feathered snakes. The title reads, One More Year. A boy and a younger girl run through the grass with a brown and white dog racing between them.
Happy birthday, sister. It's terrific to be two. You don't know of all the magic that's in store for you.
In a bright kitchen, blue and pink balloons are strung across the window. The boy and girl sit at a table. She wears a pointed party hat. A candle made up of the number 2 is in the middle of a cake with pink frosting.
Patience, little sister. Oh, just wait until you're 3. That's the year you'll meet the wise old wizard in the tree.
A wizard in a purple robe and pointed hat carries a staff and rides on the back of a large bird with a long beak.
He's tall and thin with a crooked grin and a beard that's white as chalk. He'll lower down a golden rope and pull you up to talk. He'll teach you how to ride the birds and sing a silly tune. And if you ask politely, he will fly you to the moon.
A rope has snatched the sister by an ankle, and she rises in the air upside down. The wizard sits on a tree branch above, and the brother rides the bird.
But, dear sister, as I said, you must wait one more year. You can climb and sing with me until that day is here.
Music notes and little red birds flit about the limbs of the tall tree, where the brother waves down from a high branch to the sister as she swings from a lower one.
Happy birthday, sister. It's so thrilling to be 3. But I'm so sad to tell you, sis, the wizard had to flee. Patience, little sister. Oh, just wait until you're 4.
In a bedroom, the brother sits on a bed as the sister frowns at him. She has on another party hat. Her room is decorated with drawings of kittens and rainbows. The shelves hold plants and toys, like dragons, and some books. A lamp on a nightstand has birds decorating the shade.
That's the year you'll meet the grumpy elf inside the drawer.
A little green elf is seated on a dresser above an open drawer. He holds a stringed instrument. Under his little button nose, his mouth is turned down in a frown. He has pointy ears, and his red hair is covered with a cone-shaped cap. He wears red slippers with curved toes.
He's short and round with a sulky frown and a banjo on his back. He'll sprinkle you with shrinking dust and lead you through a crack. He'll show you secret passageways and how to sneak below. And if you ask politely, he will play a one-man show.
The brother and sister walk down a zigzaggy path inside the wall. The elf plays his banjo.
But, dear sister, as I said, you must wait one more year. You can crouch and sneak with me until that day is here.
The sister sits in her closet and peeks out at her brother.
Happy birthday, sister. It's fantastic to be four. But I'm so sad to tell you, sis, the elf has gone on tour. Patience, little sister. Oh, just wait until you're five.
A banner reads, Happy Birthday. The sister wears another party hat. She also wears another frown. Balloons are scattered around the room. A picture on the wall shows a wolf and a crescent moon.
That's the year you'll see the mighty dragon come alive.
The huge dragon flies above their house.
She's big and tough, and her skin is rough, and her scales are rosy red. She'll creep up to your window and then yank you out of bed. She'll help you breathe a fireball and roar all through the night. And if you ask politely, she will give our folks a fright.
The sister rides on the dragon, waving at her parents as they gape out of a window, their eyes wide in shock.
But, dear sister, as I said, you must wait one more year. You can run and roar with me until that day is here.
In their parents' room, the children run through with their hands waving as the mother and father smile at them.
Happy birthday, sister. It's so fancy to be five. But I'm so sad to tell you, sis, the dragon took a dive. Patience, little sister. Oh, just wait until you're six.
Near a castle, in a park, the parents walk the dog. The brother and sister sit at a picnic table, upon which there is a cake. She wears a gold crown, but frowns. Ducks play in the water and the grass.
That's the year you'll see the princess fairy join the mix.
The princess fairy wears a headband and dress with bright triangles and square patterns of red and orange. She waves a star-tipped wand. Her wings are almost transparent. She frolics by a body of water near the large castle. Ducks and geese are swimming about.
She's sweet and spry and a little bit shy, and she lives beside the pond. She'll open up the castle gates with a quick wave of her wand. She'll spin you through the courtyard, and you'll boogie with the king. And if you ask politely, she will take you snorkeling.
The brother and a king wearing a crown dance on the castle lawn. The princess fairy and the sister swim, wearing the snorkel masks. Striped fish swim around them.
But, dear sister, as I said, you must wait one more year. You can splash and dance with me until that day is here.
The brother and sister wade in the pond and laugh as they splash water at each other.
Happy birthday, sister. It's stupendous to be six. But I'm so sad to tell you, sis, the fairy's out of tricks.
Tears fall down the sister's face. She sits on a green couch in a room with a present and books on a coffee table. Beneath the table, their dog sleeps.
Patience, little sister. Oh, don't let your heart be vexed. I know you'll feel much better when you hear what's coming next.
The brother holds up seven fingers.
Seven brings a unicorn, then eight a talking fish. At nine you'll meet a genie who will grant your every wish.
A white unicorn with a green mane and tail and striped horn protruding from its head zooms past a burly genie who holds a wrapped box with a red ribbon on it. A blue fish wearing glasses has its mouth open as it addresses them.
Ten assures a mermaid whose pink hair is loose and long. 11 offers feathered snakes that hiss the sweetest song.
The mermaid and feathered snakes twist and turn around each other underwater. The grinning snakes' feathers run all the way down their bodies and are orange and pink and blue and green.
Every year gets better. Every birthday brings more fun. Think of all that lies ahead. You've only just begun.
All of the creatures gather round the sister as she rides the unicorn. The brother and sister play together with teddy bears and a soccer ball. They play hopscotch with numbered boxes and circles in chalk on the sidewalk. They race around with their dog.
But, dear sister, as you wait, enjoy each day that's here. There's so much magic we can make through every passing year.
The brother and sister, now older and with gray hair and wrinkled faces, sit with a cake with lots of candles on it. They smile at each other, as in the air around them are gathered the fantastical creatures from all of their birthdays.
This has been One More Year, written by Allison Ione Ballinger, narrated by Tom Jordan, audio description narrated by Aaron Riemann, and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Carlos Velez Aguilara. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schell, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.